Hey there, this is Jeannie Falk. I'm the multi-county agronomist for the Sunflower District, which is Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. Okay, for all you guys out there that have been picking corn, listen up. Have you been seeing areas of your field with corn that is shorter and the yield monitor shows some falling yields? Are these areas circular or oval shaped? And can these areas of poor corn not be explained by something else? Like compaction, a lack of fertilizer, or maybe your friendly neighborhood deer is picking a quick snack out of your cornfield. Is it possible that these symptoms may be caused by nematodes feeding on your corn root? There are hot spots of nematode pressure scattered throughout northwest Kansas. One thing that favors high populations of nematodes is continuous corn. Without rotation into another crop, the nematodes have a constant food source that allows increasing populations. There are actually several symptoms of nematodes. Ones that you might be seeing right now include corn plant stunting, uneven height, uneven tasseling, and yield losses. Yesterday, I was picking corn with a producer, and we were making notes of areas of the field to come back and target for sampling for a nematode population. The corn in the areas for future testing was stunted and short, had poor stalk strength, and the yield fell as much as 40 bushel in some of those circular areas. In addition, these areas couldn't be explained by anything else. We looked at sprinkler tracks, areas of compaction, weed infestations, and even a little bit of herbicide injury, but none of those would explain all of these problems. These areas were also distributed throughout the field and were very visible from the cab of the combine. These symptoms are also much more evident in areas that have some other type of stress, such as a circle with some limited water. Many times I get the questions of, where did these nematodes come from and why are they such a problem now? Well, the nematodes have always lived in the soil. They have just had the right food source to increase to these problematic numbers. We are also changing our farming practices. The insecticides that we're using are changing, and we are applying less and less, and basically no soil-applied insecticides. We don't need to because of the advancements in the corn hybrids that are genetically resistant to these root-feeding insects. So what if you have these spots of concern in your field? Well, first, we need to make some notes of these areas. Draw out a little map as you're working your way through the field and kind of make notes on these areas that you think are a problem. Or, if you have a yield monitor and can print out maps, we might be able to kind of pull the sampling areas out of what those maps are showing us. Second, root and soil samples need to be taken and sent into a lab for analysis. These symptoms alone cannot definitively identify the nematodes, and the nematodes are not visible to the naked eye. We do have a nematode lab at K-State that can run these samples. And finally, we need to figure out how to manage the problem if there's one found. Now, there's a couple of products on the market that are currently labeled for activity on nematodes. They include Evicta Complete Corn from Syngenta and Poncho Votivo from Bayer Crop Science. There is an additional product from Monsanto called Acceleron HX209, and this product is registered but not currently available. Seed treatments give a temporary effect and basically give the plants a head start on the nematodes. In addition, there are no resistant hybrids available for these pests. And crop rotation has proven effective for some nematodes, but not for all of them. Finally, the less stress the corn is under, the less effects of the nematodes from feeding on the roots. If you have any questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk, at the Sunflower Extension offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or at the K-State Research and Extension Center in Colby.